Culturally, beauty is one of those muddied words. Our minds have been trained to go to perfect bodies and flawless faces on the covers of magazines. But that, as John O'Donohue, the late great Irish poet and philosopher of beauty, helpfully distinguished, is glamour. I've taken his definition as my own for naming beauty in all its nuance in the moment-to-moment reality of our days. Beauty is that in the presence of which we feel more alive. This is Becoming Wise, an inquiry into the mystery and the art of living. I'm Krista Tippett. John O'Donohue's own creativity of philosophy and poetry and being emerged from the dazzling raw land of Connemara in Western Ireland.
Well, I suppose I was blessed by being born into an amazing landscape in the west of Ireland.
Yes.
And it's the Burren region, which is limestone. And it's a bare limestone landscape. And I often think that the forms of the limestone are so abstract and aesthetic. And it is as if they were all laid down by some wild, surrealistic kind of deity. So soon, being a child and coming out into that, it was waiting like a huge, wild invitation to extend your imagination. And then it's right on the edge of the ocean as well. So the conversation, an ancient conversation between the ocean and the stone going on. And I think that that was one of the recognitions of the Celtic imagination, that landscape wasn't just matter, but that it was actually alive. What amazes me about landscape recalls you into a mindful mode of stillness, solitude, and silence, where you can truly receive time.
John O'Donohue was poetic about the possibility of creating our own inner landscapes of beauty to keep us vital in the midst of bleak and dangerous surroundings and experiences. He gave voice to the connection between beauty and those edges of life. Thresholds was the word he loved, where the fullness of reality becomes more stark and more clear.
If you go back to the etymology of the word threshold, it comes from thrashen, which is to separate the grain from the husk. So the threshold, in a way, is a place where you move into more critical and challenging and worthy fullness. And I think there are huge thresholds in every life. I mean, I think, you know, that, for instance, like to give a very simple example of it, is that if you're in the middle of your life on a busy evening, 50 things to do, and you get a phone call that somebody that you love is suddenly dying. It takes 10 seconds to communicate that information, but when you put the phone down, you're already standing in a different world. Because suddenly everything that seemed so important before is all gone, and now you're thinking of this. So the given world that we think is there and the solid ground we're on is so tentative. And I think a threshold is a line which separates two territories of spirit. And I think that very often how we cross is the key thing.
And where's beauty in that?
Where beauty is, I think, is beauty. Beauty isn't all about just nice loveliness. Like, beauty is about more rounded, substantial becoming. And I think when we cross a new threshold, that if we cross worthily, what we do is we heal the patterns of repetition that were in us that had us caught somewhere. So I think beauty in that sense is about an emerging fullness, a greater sense of grace and elegance, a deeper sense of depth, and also a kind of homecoming for the enriched memory of your unfolding life.
I want to ask you, I think we're right when we began to talk about beauty, you rightly said that in this culture we tend to associate beauty with glamour, and I think if you just mentioned the word, if you just threw it into a commonplace conversation, someone might just think of a beautiful face, of a famous beautiful face, right? And I want to ask you, I mean, when you think of the word beauty, what pictures come into your mind?
When I think of the word beauty, some of the faces of those that I love come into my mind. When I think of beauty, I also think of beautiful landscapes that I know. then I think of acts of such lovely kindness that have been done to me by people that cared for me in bleak, unsheltered times or when I needed to be loved and minded. I also think of those unknown people who are the real heroes for me, who you never hear about, who hold out on lines, on frontiers of awful want in awful situations and manage somehow to go beyond the given impoverishments and offer gifts of possibility and imagination and seeing. I also think always when I think of beauty, because it's so beautiful for me, is I think of music. I love music. I think music is just it. I mean, I think that's, I love poetry as well, of course, and I think of beauty in poetry. Mm-hmm. But I always think that music is what language would love to be if it could, you know.
My conversation with John O'Donohue went on for more than 2 hours and was exhilarating. 2 months later, though strong and vital at the age of 52, he died suddenly in his sleep. He left poetry in the world and a final book of blessings. Life and loss process together, as do grief and beauty. John O'Donohue's beloved book on the landscape of Irish spirituality is Anamkara, a book of Celtic wisdom. Becoming Wise is an inquiry into the mystery and art of living. Listen to more moments like this at onbeing.org/becomingwise.